Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, number 213. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. It's great to be with you today. God is good. Today we begin the book of Judges, and it picks up where the book of Joshua ended. We're reading from the English Standard Version. Let's begin. Judges chapter 1. After the death of Joshua, the people of Israel inquired of the Lord, "Who shall go up first for us against the Canaanites to fight against them?" The Lord said, "Judah shall go up. Behold, I have given the land into his hand." And Judah said to Simeon his brother, "Come up with me into the territory allotted to me, that we may fight against the Canaanites. And I likewise will go with you into the territory allotted to you." So Simeon went with him. Then Judah went up, and the Lord gave the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand. And they defeated 10,000 of them at Bezek. They found Adoni Bezek at Bezek, and fought against him, and defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Adoni Bezek fled, but they pursued him, and caught him, and cut off his thumbs and his big toes. And Adoni Bezek said, 70 kings, with their thumbs and their big toes cut off, used to pick up scraps under my table. As I have done, so God has repaid me." And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. And the men of Judah fought against Jerusalem, and captured it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire. And afterward the men of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites who lived in the hill country, in the Negeb, and in the lowland. And Judah went against the Canaanites who lived in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron was formerly Kiriath Arba. And they defeated Sheshai and Ahiman and Talmai. From there they went against the inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was formerly Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, "He who attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give him Aksa, my daughter, for a wife." And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, captured it, and he gave him Aksa, his daughter, for a wife. When she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. And she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Give me a blessing. Since you have set me in the land of the Negeb, give me also springs of water." And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. And the descendants of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up with the people of Judah from the city of Palms into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the Negeb, near Arad, and they went and settled with the people. And Judah went with Simeon his brother, and they defeated the Canaanites who inhabited Zephath, and devoted it to destruction. So the name of the city was called Hormah. Judah also captured Gaza with its territory, and Ashkelon with its territory, and Ekron with its territory. And the Lord was with Judah, and he took possession of the hill country, but he could not drive out the inhabitants of the plain, because they had chariots of iron. And Hebron was given to Caleb, as Moses had said, and he drove out from it the three sons of Anak. But the people of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who lived in Jerusalem, so the Jebusites have lived with the people of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. The house of Joseph also went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. And the house of Joseph scattered out Bethel. Now the name of the city was formerly Luz. And the spies saw a man coming out of the city, and they said to him, "Please show us the way into the city, and we will deal kindly with you." And he showed them the way into the city. And they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man and all his family go. And the man went to the land of the Hittites and built a city and called its name Luz. That is its name to this day. Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth-shean and its villages, or Taanach and its villages, or the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, or the inhabitants of Ibleam and its villages, or the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages, for the Canaanites persisted in dwelling in that land. When Israel grew strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not drive them out completely. And Ephraim did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, so the Canaanites lived in Gezer among them. Zebulun did not drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, or the inhabitants of Naalal. So the Canaanites lived among them, but became subject to forced labor. Asher did not drive out the inhabitants of Akko, or the inhabitants of Sidon, or of Alab, or of Aksib, or of Helba, or of Aphek, or of Rehob. So the Asherites lived among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Naphtali did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh, or the inhabitants of Beth Anath. So they lived among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and of Beth Anath became subject to forced labor for them. The Amorites pressed the people of Dan back into the hill country, for they did not allow them to come down to the plain. The Amorites persisted in dwelling in Mount Heres, in Ajalon, and in Shealbim, but the hand of the house of Joseph rested heavily on them, and they became subject to forced labor. And the border of the Amorites ran from the ascent of Akrabim, from Selah, and upward. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Before I get into the thought that I'm left with upon reading this chapter, let me first address the somewhat brutal treatment of Adonai Bezek upon his defeat by Judah. We're told that they cut off his thumbs and his big toes. You might wonder why they would do such a thing. Well, first off, the reason for cutting off the thumbs is so that he could never again pick up a sword or pull a bow in battle. The big toes were cut off so that he could never again run in pursuit of or away from an enemy. This sort of treatment was not something that the Israelites normally did, but it was something that Adonai Bezek had done some 70 times. So this was done to him as a sort of retribution. We read today of several victories by the various tribes, but also several instances where they were unable to completely rid themselves of the Canaanites. Had not God promised this land to them? Did He not say that He would deliver their enemies to them? So what's going on here? Why were they not able? Well, we're given a hint in verse 19, which said, "And the Lord was with Judah, and he took possession of the hill country. But he could not drive out the inhabitants of the plain because they had chariots of iron." Remember hearing about chariots of iron back in the book of Joshua? It seems that the tribes of Joseph, that is, Ephraim and Manasseh, were afraid of these chariots. They thought that they could not be defeated, but God had told them that he would deliver their enemies into their hands. Why the fear then? Well, because they did not believe. They lacked faith. And this is at the bottom of why the Israelites were unable to completely rid the promised land of the Canaanites. And it's the reason why we often have our own Canaanites in our own lives. How often are we told in Scripture to fear not? Do a search sometime. Over and over again, God says, fear not. And yet, some of us are riddled with fear. Or we have one iron chariot in our life that we're afraid to deal with. God says, fear not, I am with you always. If God is for us, who can be against us? Fear not. I'll see you tomorrow. Stop by the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com to see a few pictures of my trip to Huntington Beach today with my son Timothy. He came in from Phoenix, where he's attending school, for a quick trip to the dentist. Why would you want to see pictures of Huntington Beach? You might know Huntington Beach as Surf City, USA. That is its official nickname. But I guarantee you don't know it as Hail City, USA. But I have pictures to prove it. Come on by bible.lifespringmedia.com and search for this episode number 213. I'll see you tomorrow when we rejoin Paul's letter to the Romans. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.